Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
Good morning, beloved of God. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. When the praises go up, the blessings come down. Hallelujah. So we know that we are here to give God the glory, give God the praise, give God the honor on today. Amen. Welcome, 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 everyone, to MCI Ministry Radio. You are on the air. Amen. With no other than the one and only. Amen. Hallelujah. Apostle Carolyn McNeil this morning. Amen. I am blessed to be here with you this morning to serve. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. With that being said, people of God, let us pray. Let us pray. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. We want to just lift up the name of Jesus on today. Amen. Allow him to have his way. Amen. Hallelujah. So let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come, we bless your holy name, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, as we come, God, today, Holy Spirit, have your way, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we know that this is a new day, God. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. Yes, God, we ask that you take control, God, of this day, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, we ask that you let your blood prevail, God, on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, bless every household, God, that's represented here, God, on today, Father God. Bless them from the crown of their head. Oh, yes, Holy Spirit, to the soles of their feet on today, Lord God. Oh, God, do a new work in us, God, today, oh, God. Yes, Holy Spirit, I ask that you endow us with your presence on today, God. Oh, yes, Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, as we open up the airways on today, Father God, we pray that this word will go far and near, God, to draw the people, Father God, because you said in your word, Father, if you be lifted up, Father, that you will draw all men unto yourself, Father God. So we lift you up today, God. We honor your presence. We give you glory, God, today, Father. Oh, God, we ask that you have your way on today now. God, as I step aside today, Lord God, allow the Holy Ghost to take control, God, of my mind today, my mouth today, God, my body today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, give me wisdom, give me knowledge, and give me understanding. God, stamp the gifts on the inside, oh God. Oh God, that I can bless thy people, God, as you see fit, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh Father, I thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for open heaven today, God. Yes, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus, for what you're going to do and how you're going to bless us on today. These things I pray. In your son Jesus' name, amen. God bless you, amen. Today, people of God, hallelujah, I'm super excited, amen, to give you this word, to get it out of my belly, amen, that they may birth in you today, amen, hallelujah. So today, I want to go to 1 Kings, amen, hallelujah, 1 Kings 18. Got this word this morning, hallelujah, 1 Kings 18. Verses 41 through 46. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to read and I'm going to see what the Lord is going to say to us today. Amen. The Bible says, then Elijah said to Ahab, go up, eat and drink, for there is a sound of abundance of rain. So Ahab went up to eat and drink. And Elijah went up to the top of Mount Carmel. Then he bowed down on the ground and put his face between his knees and said to his servant, go up now, look towards the sea. So he went up and looked and said, there is nothing. And seven times, he said, go again. Then it came to pass the seventh time that he said, there is a cloud as small as a man's hand rising out of the sea. So he said, go up, say to Ahab, prepare your chariot. And go down before the rain stops you. Now it happened in the meantime that the sky became black with clouds and wind, and there was a heavy rain. So Ahab rode away and went to Zeree. Then the hand of the Lord came upon Elijah, and he girded up his loins and ran ahead of Ahab to the entrance of Zeree. I read in your hearing 1 Kings 18, verses 41 through 46. Here you may be in the middle, come on somebody, of a drought. And I'm going to tell you why I say that. You may not see any evidence of rain in the sky. But Elijah didn't say he saw. He said he heard. The sound is your sign. The rain is on its way. I hear the sound of the abundance of rain. When God spoke, and I heard him say, tell the people, there is a sound. Hey, Anabasia, there's a sound that's coming for them. I hear the sound of the abundance rain. That means my ears have been picked up a signal in the airwaves sound, vibration. My ears have picked up the vibration of something that is coming. I can't see it. I can't touch it. I don't even, hey, come on somebody, I don't feel it, but it's on its way. How do I know it's coming this way? Because it's getting louder all the time. The closer it gets, the louder it gets. When a train is coming your way, you feel the vibration before it arrives. When large hail is coming your way, hear it blocks away. When the 120 men and women had gathered in the upper room waiting for the promised power, the Bible says, suddenly there came a sound from heaven like a mighty rushing wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting because they waited on the promise. There was a sound. The sound was an indication something is coming. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. Suddenly, cloven tongues of fire appeared on each of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. I hear the sound of the abundance of rain. Elijah spoke those words in the place and a time where there had been not a drop of rain, not a drop of water from the sky, oh, come on, somebody, or dew on the ground for 3.5 years. Could you imagine, praise God, it's not raining. It didn't rain for 3.5 years. What did it mean, rain? It meant life, recovery, restoration. The rivers will run again. Fish will be caught again. The crops will grow again. There will be joy where there had been sorrow. There will be laughter where there has been weeping. To the people of God, you and myself, and tell you, it's getting ready to rain. The rain is on its way. I hear the sound of the abundance of rain. That may not mean to some of you, but for somebody listening to my voice, it's meaning everything. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. It's on its way. It's on its way. Come on, somebody. I want you to know that it's on its way. Tell somebody it's on its way. Hey, it's on the way. The answer is on its way. The breakthrough is on its way. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. There's just something powerful about knowing that it's on its way that puts a fire back in your belly and a fight in your spirit. Come on, somebody. It gives you the strength to hold on. Somebody got to come with me. I know you probably still have sleep this morning, but God says to tell you that it's on its way. Come on, Holy Ghost. I don't know who I'm talking to, but first I'm talking to myself. But to you who prayed and you fasted and you cried and you confessed the word, and from every natural evidence, nothing has changed. And if truth be known, for many of you, it's gotten worse. But to somebody, praise God, is getting better because the sound of rain has hit you. But I come to tell you, change is in the atmosphere. The rain is coming. Restoration is coming. Healing is coming. Peace is coming. Joy is coming. I hear the sound of the abundance of rain. Oh, come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Tell somebody today, it's a sound, it's a sign. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. There is a sound. The word sound does not just mean noise of racket. It means proclamation, decree. It's a decree in the spirit realm. You have to pick this up in the spirit. The victory, this victory that overcometh the world. Even our faith, somebody's faith is going to another level even on today. Come on, Holy Ghost. Somebody who has been struggling through the wilderness or just enough or barely getting by is getting ready to go into overflow. Somebody is going to change address in the spirit today. Some of to hinder you and use to pull you down. Come on, somebody. After today, after this service, they are not going to bother you anymore because you won't be living in the same neighborhood anymore. I hear the sound of the abundance of rain. What is the rain to you? The rain has got power visiting your life. Whatever area. Hey, my God, I give you glory. Or area of drought. Or in lack. Or in brokenness. Or empty. The rain is God taking your plan. Come on, somebody. God is going to take over. The rain is God taking every plan. Every plot. And every scheme and every weapon that the devil has launched against you or at you and turning around for your good. The simplest definition of all this is just an answered prayer. I wish somebody would just speak and prophesy, God is going to turn it around for me. Oh, come on. You can't be shamed. Oh, God, I don't want to see you. To decree a thing over your life. God is going to turn it around for me. Speak and prophesy over your life. God is going to make it rain. Come on and say it again. God is going to make it rain. The rain was on the way, but there was no work to be done. Come on. Ahab went to play, and Elijah went to pray. One of the greatest men of prayer that ever lived said, God does nothing except in answer to prayer. Some if things seem to be stagnant around you and nothing seems to be moving, you better check your prayer temperature. Put fire on the altar. Come on, somebody. For every miracle, every breakthrough, every prodigal, come on, who comes home, every son or daughter who is delivered from drugs and perversion, financial ruin, health problems, don't complain. Put fire on the altar. Bring your prayers to God Almighty. Somebody has to pray. Elijah got himself in a birth position, head between his knees. See, this is a man that prayed, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. He put his, oh, yet God, of our standard, his head between his knees and began to labor in prayer for what he heard in the spirit. He sent his servant out to look toward the sea for an answer. The sea represented the word of God. You have to get your eyes on the word. Somebody say, get your eyes on the word. Take your eyes off the problem and get into the word and prayer position. Hey, his servant returned the answer. I'm looking, but I don't see any evidence of an answer to your prayers, he said. But Elijah just kept on praying. He sent his servants back to the sea. And while the servant is running, Elijah is praying. You just have to keep on praying. Oh, do I got any intercessors out there? Any prayer warriors? Anybody that labors in prayer? When you have a word from God in the spirit, in your spirit, you just have to keep on praying. Daniel prayed for 20 days with no evidence of whatever that God had heard him. But on the 21st day, the breakthrough came. The angel Michael, the one angel, broke into battle and Gabriel got the message through. God will do whatever it takes to get it to you. Your answer is coming. And my God, I give you glory. If you don't quit, keep on praying. Keep on praising. Keep on confessing. Keep on tithing. Keep on sowing. Keep on singing and dancing. My God, I give you glory. Don't let the devil see you sweat. Here we go. You know, remember the word that came to us before. Delayed but not denied. Delayed is not a denial. Abraham was delayed for 25 years, but not denied. Come on, somebody. Joseph was delayed 15 years, but not denied. Lazarus was delayed for 4 days, dead in a cave, but not denied. The Bible says in Habakkuk 2 and 3, for the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come to pass. And I'm talking to somebody today. It will not tarry. The Bible says, I'm talking Bible today, praise God. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. Numbers 23 and 19. God is not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he shall repent. If he said it, he will do it. And if he has spoken it, he will bring it to pass. Every time you pray, you are putting pressure on the spirit realm. And you are filling yourself with great expectancy. The clouds that are bringing your blessings. We don't pray because we feel like it. I don't know about you. We don't pray because we feel like it. That's the grace that God gives us. You don't mind praying because everybody can't sit there and pray because they don't have the grace that God has given them. It's a grace to pray. It's a grace to go before God. We don't pray because we feel like it. We don't pray just because it's a Christian thing to do or because it sounds like it's a good idea. We pray because we have an objective that can only be reached, come on somebody, and can only be won and conquered through prayer. Anybody pressing through today, my God, I give you glory. Anybody call on the name of Jesus? Elijah is still praying, people of God. Head between his knees. Prayer is serious business and hard work. I don't know about you, but sometimes when you're going to prayer and you got to ask God to take you into the spirit, especially when you're going through some hard times, you don't know how to pray. You don't know how to utter. You don't even know how to give a word. My God, I give you glory. But if all you got to do is sit there and begin to talk to the Lord, and all of a sudden it starts lifting off of you, and all of a sudden your hands begin to raise. All of a sudden you begin to praise the Lord. All of a sudden you begin to shabak come in the realm of the spirit, because it takes a grace. Somebody said one time, many Christians pray with such lukewarmness and indifference and uncertainty that they wouldn't even recognize the answer to their prayers when it came. My God, that's a bad thing. Glossier. When you prayed and God answered and you didn't even recognize what God did. My God, I give it glory. Elijah's servant has brought back another negative report. But Elijah keeps praying. Go back to the sea and look again. Spend some more time in the word. Then come tell me what you see, he said. The Bible says, on the seventh time, the servant came back with a report. Behold, there rises a little cloud out of the sea. In other words, there was a little word that came up to me, a word from the Lord, a rhema word, a specific word for a specific purpose, for a specific time. Tell somebody God is going to do it. Oh, y'all hear me today, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. You might have been waiting. You might have been praying. You might have been believing God for something. And all of a sudden, my God, I give you glory. You heard the sound of abundance of rain. You recognized that God was going to do it. But you didn't say nothing, praise God. All of a sudden, praise God, the man of God, he done ran back seven times, praise God. He seen this little cloud in the sky, praise God. He said, wait a minute. Hold up. I see a cloud in the sky. My God, I give you glory. It's the size of a man's hand. The word of God is coming to somebody today. Ah, yeah, God, hold up, I see a. God said, I am not a man that I should lie, nor the son of man that I should repent. You keep praying. You keep believing. You keep prophesying. You keep, oh, yeah, go up, I stand up. Keep doing what God has called you to do. The rhema word, a specific word for a specific purpose, for a specific time. There's a timing in God that God will open up heaven for you. There's a time when you are in the waiting room of God that you're waiting, praise God. You know, oh, Holy Ghost, I thank you. It's just like going to the emergency ward. They take your name and all your information, all your insurance. They want everything, praise God. Hallelujah. And they tell you to sit down and wait for somebody to see you. My God, I give you glory. And while you're sitting, you say, Lord, why are they taking so long? Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. They are taking care of somebody's case. Ah, Satora Basanda. It might have been a little urgent, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. But you will still sit there waiting, and you're waiting to be waited on. My God, I give you glory. All of a sudden, my God, they call your name. You jump up with enthusiasm, praise God, because they called your name. I'm here to tell you today, praise God, the Holy Ghost told me to tell you today, the Lord thy God stand up with your name on a chart, and he's getting ready to call your name, and open heaven is going to come over you. My God, I give you glory. So while you are yet waiting, you keep praying, you keep believing, you keep trusting God, because surely it shall come to pass. My God, I give you the glory. How many know that he is an on-time God? I'm going to go to a song. I'll be right back. We'll be right back. Yes, he is. He's an on-time God. Yes, he is. You can't make me doubt him because I know too much about him. Hallelujah. You know how we used to say that, praise God, because, yes, he's an on-time God. I don't know about you, but come on, you can't make me doubt him. Glory to his name. Hallelujah. He said, go back to the seed. Look again. Spend some more time in the word and then come tell me what you see. But the Bible said it on the seventh time the servant came back with a report. Behold, there arises a little cloud out of the sea. In other words, there was a word. Amen. And the word from the word. Amen. The rhema word. A specific word. Come on. A specific purpose. God has it for you. Amen. In a specific time. Everything is timing. Oh, glory to God. Tell somebody God is going to do it for me. Hallelujah. All you need is a word. If you got a word, you can make it through the storm. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. That's why we say, hold on to the word of God. Hallelujah. If you got a word, you can dance in the fiery furnace. Come on, somebody. If you got a word, you can sleep like a baby, like in the den of lions. Amen. Praise God. I must say, if you got a word, you can be the famine with a little meal and a little oil. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Praise God. If you got a word, you can walk on water. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. All you need is a word. Now tell them, I got the word. Somebody say, I got the word. I got the word from the Lord. Hallelujah. I got the word from a dream. I got the word from somebody. I got the word today. Praise God. Hallelujah. You don't need nobody to prophesy to you. Praise God. I got the word from the Lord. It was so small, like a man's hand. It didn't look like much, but Elijah's faith grab a hold of it. There's something about faith that lets you see the greatness in little things. Faith can see a weapon of mass destruction in the jawbone of an ass. Now, I don't want you to take that out of character. That's the Bible. Y'all, praise God. Hallelujah. Stay in the spirit. My God, I give it glory. Faith can see a meal for a multitude in a sack of lunch. Faith can see an oil business in a room full of empty jars. Can see. Somebody say, faith can see a king in a simple, smelly shepherd boy. Faith could see. The servant saw a little cloud, but Elijah saw a river filling, ground soaking, drought busting rainstorm. I don't care how big the problem may seem to you or how long it has existed. The promise of God comes in concentrated form. And one little word from God will set and make you free. And will destroy that thing forever. Jesus said, all it takes is faith, like the size of a mustard seed. And you can command mountains to jump into the sea, and they will have to go. I feel some mountains starting to shake on here right now. I feel some mountains losing their hold in your life. I feel some real mountain moving faith rising up over here for me and for you right now. I feel a drought busting faith here on MCI Ministry Radio. I hear the sound of the abundance of rain. Been shifting in the atmosphere right now. Everybody, raise your hands to heaven. I might not can be able to see you, but tell God, thank you for the rain. I speak as a prophet of God. I speak a word to you right now that the drought is breaking and the rain is on its way. Somebody listening to me right now, that drought in your finances is breaking. That long, dry spell over you is getting ready to go in Jesus' name.
Somebody else, your spirit has been dry for so long, and you felt so distant from the presence of God. That drought is breaking right now. That wind is blowing. The rain of God, supernatural presence, is flooding your soul right now. Just open up, praise God, and let it fall on you today. Somebody else, you've been fighting a long battle with your health. It's raining today. There's healing in rain. Receive your healing. Receive your breakthrough. Somebody, you've been going through a long, dry place with your family. It seems like it's just getting worse and worse. You try to love them. You try to embrace them, but they just push you away and run harder. It's time for that drought to break. It's time for that rain on your family to come. Your husband, your wife, your children, even your grandchildren is going to get wet. Come on and just lift your hands and tell God, send the rain. Tell him you want the rain. The Bible says in Zechariah 10 and 1, ask ye of the Lord rain in the time of latter rain. So the Lord shall make bright clouds, come on, and give them showers of rain. The time of rain, people of God. The anointing is here. The rain is falling. Yokes are being destroyed. Burdens are being lifted. Joy is being restored. Peace is being restored. Elijah got off his knees and told Ahab, it's here. The rain is here. If you don't get the chariot rolling, you aren't getting off this mountain. And while Elijah was prophesying, come on, Holy Ghost, the wind blew and the clouds turned black and the rain came. Elijah heard it with his spirit. I'm talking to somebody today because you don't hear nothing. You don't see nothing. Glory to God in the name of Jesus. But he prophesied with his mouth. He saw with his eyes. He prophesied to you right now. Somebody is getting ready to see the manifestation of what you have heard God say in your spirit. You've been confessing it, believing it, and a lot of people thought you was crazy. But you're getting ready to see it because the drought is over, saith the Lord. And the rain is here. My God, I give it glory. I wish I had some people over here with me who knew how to enjoy the rain. I wish I had somebody over here right now who knew how to dance in the rain. They used to sing a chorus all the time when I was growing up. Send down the rain, Lord. It said there's joy in the rain, Lord. Healing in the rain, Lord. Then it said, there's dancing in the rain, Lord. There's freedom in the rain, Lord. Somebody needs to lift up their hand right now and begin to praise him for the rain. Praise him like a man or woman in the desert who's dancing for water and stumble into an oasis. See, God says to tell them, the rain is here, people of God, and God is blessing his people. The rain is here. Whatever you've been going through, the rain is here. It is time now, praise God, to just give God the praises for what he's getting ready to do in your life. Hallelujah. The rain, he heard the rain, the sound of the abundance of rain. God says, tell them the rain is here. No matter what's going on around you, the rain is here. No matter how people treat you, the rain is here. No matter what's going on in your finances, the rain is here. No matter what's going on in your health, the rain is here. God is putting things in order for your life. There's an oasis coming. I don't know about you, praise God. Hallelujah. But when there is a drought, my sedentable standard, when there's a drought in your life, and you've been in that drought for so long, and when God speaks a word, and the word becomes form into manifestation, that rhema word. And when God began to do what he said he's going to do, all you can do is give God the praises. Because now you see that you got your breakthrough. So I speak as a prophet of God today that your breakthrough is here. Your health. Oh, glory to God, glory to God. Everything that pertaining to your life is getting ready to line up with what God says. Because Elijah said, I hear it. He told him, go see. He kept praying. He said, I don't see nothing. I don't care how many times that you try to see, God is going to do it. I don't care how long you have to wait, God is going to do it. Yes, I told him I see it. It might not seem like it. And the thing about it, people of God, when we are waiting, yes, I told him I send it. Don't complain. Just praise him for what he's getting ready to do. A lot of times we go through a lot of things while we're waiting. Because we even stop believing. Hey, Tatora Basanda. Some doubt begin to come in. Did God say? Did God say that? Did he really? Because the enemy have come and tried to confuse you of what God spoke to you. Hallelujah. All of a sudden, you done change your mind about what God said. Hey, Tatora. But I hear the Lord said today, take hold of my word. Take hold of the ability to stand in me. Take hold of being able to be prepared before me for what I'm getting ready to do in your life. Hey, Tatorabasia, it's greater than what you think. The manifestation when it comes, Tatorabasia, it's like giving birth to a baby. The pain that you were feeling, you don't feel it no more. All you see is this beautiful baby all wrapped up, praise God. So God said, you're birthing in this season, and you're going to see the manifestation of my power. The rain is here, people of God. Hallelujah. I don't care what the world is doing, what's going on in the world. You stay focused on God. My God, I give you the glory. Continue to lift him up. Continue to exalt him. Continue to praise him. Continue to stay in posture with him. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to his name. My God, I give you the glory. He's telling me to read the scripture to you. My God, I'm turning pages. My God, I give you the glory. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Holy Spirit, have your way. The Bible says, my God, I give you glory. Psalm 24, verses 1. He said, the earth is the Lord, and the fullness, the world and those that dwell in him. For he has founded it upon the seas and established it upon the waters. Who may ascend into the hills of the Lord? Or who may stand in his holy place? He said, he who has clean hands. Come on, let's get our hands clean, people of God, and a pure heart. Come on, get everything out your heart. Who has lifted up his soul to idols? Don't lift up. He said, who have not lifted up their soul into idols, nor sworn deceitfully. He shall receive the blessings from the Lord and the righteousness from the God of his salvation. Thus is Jacob, the generation of those who seek him, who seek thy face. And guess what he said, y'all? He said, lift up your head, all you gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. He said, who is the King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. He said, who is the King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. He is king over everything, people of God. He owns everything. It's his. The houses is his. The children are his. Come on, Holy Ghost. Everything belongs to him. My God, I give you glory. We're just bowling on our bar time down here, praise God. Everything belongs to him. So why can't he bless you the way he want to bless you? All he has us to do is keep our hearts right, keep our hands pure, keep lifting them up, keep praying. praising him. Keep dancing while it's raining because the oasis is here. People of God, hallelujah, you've been on the air with no other than the one and only Apostle Callan McNeil. Amen. I thank God for this word today. As Two Gun said, make it rain. My God, I give you glory. It's raining, people of God. We thank God for the word today. We thank God, for you, you, and you. I pray today, that you have got something out of the word today. Hallelujah. No matter what you're not saying, if God delivered that word, it's coming. It's coming, people of God. And it shall stand. And the word is going to stand strong in your life. So, Father, we thank you, Lord Jesus, today for that word today. Praise God. I bless God for you, you, and you. Amen. Don't forget, praise God, Hamasanda. Tomorrow night, Pastor, keeping it real, McNeil will be my husband. Amen. Your fix at 6. Don't forget on Tuesday night, amen, Undisputed Truth Ministry with Bishop Thurman A. Butler. Don't forget Wednesday, praise God, Lady T Weekly Word Workout, praise God, at 6 p.m. And Thursday is Free But Fresh Fire Friday has been going on. Amen, praise God. So we don't want to forget. And guess what, y'all? On the 23rd to the 27th, there will be a MCI Ministry Revival on this radio show. You will get every one of us on that night at 6 p.m. Even I'm coming on Thursday night. So it's going to be a revival. Amen. Don't miss the revival. Amen. Praise God. God has a word, and he's going to expound it through different ministries. And God is going to speak. He's going to elevate. Amen. Praise God. So I thank and praise God for the revival. Amen. Praise God. And don't forget, if you want to bless the ministry, because we're getting ready to do some great things for the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. I want to go to the orphanage. I want to be able to bless them this Christmas. So these are all the things that MCI Ministry Radio is doing. It's not about us, but I want to be a blessing. Amen. To the orphanage. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. I don't know why God gave it to me, but he gave me the orphanage. Sow into my orphanage. That's what the Bible says. Amen. Don't forget the widows. Don't forget the orphanage. Don't forget the ones in jail. Amen. But he's sending me to the orphanage. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So you may sow into the ministry as God lay upon your heart. Amen. Praise God. We are not here to oppress nobody. I come to serve the Lord. Amen. We know that God will take care of his radio show. But if you need prayer, you can reach me at 302-883-9799. Amen. Praise God. And if you want to know how to sow, you can call me 302-883-9799. Praise God. With that being said, amen, I want to pray out. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for what he has done on today. Hallelujah. I bless and praise God. So let me pray, and I will leave you with a song. Amen. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come and we bless your holy name. We thank you, Lord God. We ask you, Lord God, to shut any door that needs to be shut in our lives, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, we ask, Lord God, yes, Holy Spirit, to open any doors that needs to be open, Father God, in our lives, God, whether it be spiritual or natural, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we plead the blood of Jesus, God, over those doorways and ask you, hallelujah, that the enemy be rendered powerless and harmless so they cannot come back through the doorways. Yes, Holy Spirit. Again, Father God, over our home, over our property, over our automobile, over our workplace, over our business. oneness over our finances, over our ministry, over our spouses, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Yes, Holy Spirit, over our children at schools, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for what you're going to do in this hour, Lord God. We come lifting our hands up to you, Father God, knowing that you have already, Lord God, spoke a word over our lives, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, I thank you, God, for what you're going to do, how you're going to do it, and, God, how you're preparing things in the realm of the Spirit so they can manifest down here, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Bless every home that's represented here, Father God. I thank you for them coming on today, Father God. Yes, Holy Ghost, I thank you. Yeah, God, thank you, Lord Jesus, for your blessing their lives. I hear you, Holy Ghost. Thank you for moving in their lives, God. Thank you for the open doors. Thank you for the closed doors, God. Thank you for the manifestation, God. Thank you for the guidance, Lord God. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And God, we give you honor today, Father God, how you are putting, yes, Holy Ghost, how you're putting the puzzle together, Lord God. Yes, Holy Ghost, all you ask us to do is keep our hands out of the puzzle and allow you to put it together. I hear you, God. Yes, Holy Ghost. God said, I'm putting the puzzle together in your life. My God, I give you glory. So, Father, we thank you, Lord God, for what you're going to do. Now, God, we ask, Lord God, as we leave this place, but never from your presence. Yeah, my God, I give you glory. As we lift our hands in total praise unto you, rain down on us, God, every drought, anything that's in what we're procrastinating over, God. Move, God, for us, God. And we thank you, Father. We thank you for the rain. You said, make it rain. We thank you for it, God. And we thank you, Lord. Now, God, have your way in their lives on today. Thank you, Jesus, for the movement of the Holy Spirit. Thank you for the wind of change, God. Thank you that you're manifesting in this hour, Lord. Now, Father, we ask that you have your way. Now unto him that is able to keep us from falling, present us faultless before the presence of his glory, with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power. Let the church say amen, amen, and amen. God bless you, y'all. Happy Sunday and happy new week. God bless you.